Good morning. Begin my monthly press availability. Talk about a couple of things because I know you want to talk about them. I'll talk about our recent impound procedures, the proposed change. I'll talk about our crime stats. And if you want to talk about my recommendation that undocumented immigrants get driver's licenses, I'll be glad to talk about that. First and foremost, crime in the city of Los Angeles is down so far this year as compared to last year. That's a really good thing. Unfortunately, so far in the first 2 months, we've seen a slight increase in homicides, fueled largely by some incidents that have occurred in Wilmington and a couple of other incidents that have occurred in South Barrow. So right now, as of today, we have 5 more homicides than we did last year at this time. The positive point of that, though, is that the crimes that lead up to homicide, aggravated assault, robbery, shootings, those are all down so far this year. So my anticipation is that the homicide rate will level off and we have a chance for a reduction again this year. To be more specific, violent crime in the city of Los Angeles is down 9.5% as compared to last year at this time. Property crimes down about 2%. When you combine them to give the total Part 1 crime reduction, it's almost 4%. Positive numbers, still very early in the year. I emphasize that when I do this because I don't want people to take too much from 2 months out of a full year. Gang crime continues to be down. That's a really good thing. Total gang crime down about 22%, which is amazing because last year was really good. So things are working well on those fronts. Many of you covered the police commission meeting. I'd like to talk a little bit about the impound procedures. Much has been made of the reasoning behind the procedures. I want to emphasize that it's not only a matter of fairness, it's also a matter of public safety, first and foremost, and also it's a mechanism by which we build bridges between communities in Los Angeles. You know, my biggest concern about the intensity of the debate around this is that it tears communities apart. It puts folks at odds that may not have been at odds, and so I want to make sure that what the department does is bring people together and not tear them apart. On the I think that it's important to recognize that the current state of enforcement has not deterred illegal immigration. In 1993, there were 1.6 million undocumented immigrants in the state of California. 1 year later, in 1994, the ability to get driver's licenses was removed by the legislature. So since 1994, when there were 1.6 million immigrants, to 2012, almost 18 years, what has been the effect? The effect has been that illegal immigrants in the state of California have almost doubled. This is not a law that has reduced illegal immigration. So it's my goal to use the procedures of the Los Angeles Police Department to encourage more responsible behavior by a group of motorists who has been here and will most likely continue to be here for decades to come. In order to do that, if they do the positive steps of having insurance, of having documentation of their identification, of not causing accidents. If they do those things, then they will be eligible for a shorter impound duration. Their car will still be impounded. They'll still be issued a citation. This is not a license to drive. It is merely a recognition that they have taken some positive steps to ensure that they are more responsible while they are driving. As to my recommendation that undocumented immigrants be allowed to get provisional driver's licenses, the same logic applies. If people take more responsibility, if we can physically test them to make sure their eyesight is proper, to make sure that they know how to operate a motor vehicle, to make sure that they know the rules of the road, then they are more likely to be responsible motorists. The things we are doing currently are not reducing the numbers of undocumented immigrants that are unlicensed and driving in Los Angeles. So because of that, we need to make them safer drivers. They would be safer drivers if they were licensed and tested. Also, it provides a proof of identification that increases responsibility. I think these are positive things. I think they're about public safety. I think they're about fairness. I think they're about equity. I think they're important steps for Los Angeles Police Department. Also today, I wanted to talk about an assembly bill that is moving forward to require that imitation firearms are clearly marked. It's Senate Bill 1315, introduced by Kevin De Leon. If this bill passes, it will ensure that replica firearms in the county of Los Angeles are more clearly marked so that they're easily identifiable by Los Angeles police officers and other law enforcement agencies. This is really important. This is an issue whose time has come. Every year, the Los Angeles Police Department gets involved in officer-involved shootings where individuals have replica firearms. Sometimes those individuals are attempting to get Los Angeles police officers to engage them by displaying those firearms. Sometimes it's purely by tragic accident. But we could eliminate that, or at least severely reduce it, by making these replica firearms more readily identifiable. So I encourage everybody to look at the provisions of SB 1315 and to see that it also will make a difference in public safety in Los Angeles. And with that, I'll take any questions.